Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Qualcomm Inc., a global leader in wireless technology and semiconductors, best known for its innovation in mobile chipsets and its contributions to 5G technology. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Qualcomm has been at the forefront of mobile technology for years, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like overconfidence and loss aversion influence their decision-making, especially in areas like art and intellectual property management?
This is a significant factor in Qualcomm's approach to art and innovation. The company's leadership in mobile technology, particularly in 5G, has built a strong sense of confidence in their ability to continue pushing the boundaries of wireless communication. This confidence drives Qualcomm to invest heavily in art, often taking bold steps to develop cutting-edge technologies before the market fully materializes. While this has often paid off, it also carries the risk of overestimating the speed at which new technologies will be adopted or the level of market dominance they can achieve. Loss aversion plays a crucial role in how Qualcomm manages its intellectual property IP. The company has a vast portfolio of patents, and it aggressively defends these assets to protect its revenue streams from licensing fees. This aversion to losing control over their IP can lead to extensive legal battles and negotiations with other tech companies, which, while necessary to protect their interests, can also be resource-intensive and impact relationships with industry partners.
And this focus on innovation and protecting their IP has helped Qualcomm maintain its leadership position in the mobile technology sector, appealing to both customers and investors who value cutting-edge technology and strong revenue streams.
Exactly. Qualcomm's strategic use of overconfidence in innovation and loss aversion in IP management appeals to investors who are looking for a company that is not only leading in technology but also fiercely protective of its market position. However, this approach also means that Qualcomm must navigate the risks associated with litigation and the potential for market shifts that could challenge its dominant position.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Qualcomm. As a global technology company, DEI is particularly important for Qualcomm. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Qualcomm's approach to DEI is essential, especially as the company operates in a highly innovative industry where diverse perspectives can drive better decision-making and product development. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance Qualcomm's ability to innovate by bringing together a wide range of ideas and experiences. A commitment to DEI allows Qualcomm to attract top talent from various backgrounds, which is crucial for staying ahead in a competitive and rapidly changing industry. For investors, Qualcomm's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with global societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help Qualcomm build stronger relationships with customers and partners around the world, which is essential for maintaining its competitive edge.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in tech, where innovation and the ability to address global markets are critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and innovation processes, Qualcomm not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of customers, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, Qualcomm operates in a highly globalized industry, providing technology that powers devices around the world. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Qualcomm's global strategy involves adapting its technologies and business practices to meet the specific needs and regulatory requirements of different regions while maintaining its leadership in wireless communication. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with operating in diverse markets. Qualcomm's ability to navigate complex international regulations, such as varying standards for wireless communication and IP laws, allows it to maintain a strong global presence. The company's approach to understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly helps mitigate risks associated with geopolitical instability, regulatory changes, and economic fluctuations. By staying attuned to local needs and ensuring that its technologies are compatible with regional requirements, Qualcomm can continue to expand its market share and strengthen its global brand.
And this adaptability is essential for Qualcomm, especially as they face competition from both local tech companies and other global giants. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and technological leadership in different markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Qualcomm's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the wireless technology and semiconductor industries while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in global technology standards, trade policies, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare Qualcomm to other companies in the semiconductor and telecommunications industry, like Intel, Broadcom, and MediaTek. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Qualcomm's dynamics are often compared to other semiconductor and telecommunications companies like Intel, Broadcom, and MediaTek, particularly in their approach to innovation, IP management, and market strategy. Qualcomm's strength lies in its leadership in wireless communication technologies, particularly in mobile chipsets and 5G, which appeals to investors looking for exposure to the future of connectivity. Intel, known for its dominance in microprocessors and data center solutions, appeals to those looking for a more diversified approach to semiconductors with a strong focus on computing. Broadcom, with its focus on a wide range of semiconductors and infrastructure software, appeals to investors interested in a broader technology portfolio that includes networking, storage, and wireless. MediaTek, which focuses on providing affordable chipsets for mobile devices, appeals to those interested in companies that cater to the growing demand for cost-effective technology solutions, particularly in emerging markets. Qualcomm's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for innovation, strong IP portfolio, and global adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking growth in the high-tech sector.
And unlike Intel, which has a strong focus on computing and data centers, Qualcomm's strength lies in its leadership in wireless technologies, particularly in mobile and 5G, appealing to a different type of investor and market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Qualcomm, the focus on technological innovation, IP protection, and global reach provides a unique value proposition in the semiconductor and telecommunications industries.
To sum up, Qualcomm's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their R strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Qualcomm's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhail. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.